Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 89, creatine. Creatine is a chemical found naturally in the body. It is often used to improve exercise performance and muscle mass. It is also used for muscle cramps, fatigue, multiple sclerosis, depression, and many other conditions, but there is no good scientific evidence to support most of these uses. Creatine is involved in making energy for muscles. About 95% of the body's creatine is stored in the muscles, mainly in the form of phosphocreatine. The other 5% is found in the brain and testes. Chemically speaking, the creatine shares many similarities with amino acids, important compounds in the body that help build protein. It is not an essential nutrient. Body can produce creatine from the amino acids glycine and arginine, with an additional requirement for S-adenosylmethionine, which is a derivative of methionine. Creatine is found in vertebrates, where it facilitates recycling of adenosine triphosphate, ATP, primarily in muscle and brain tissue. Recycling is achieved by converting adenosine diphosphate, ADP, back to ATP via donation of phosphorate groups. Creatine also acts as a buffer. It itself can be phosphorylated by creatine kinase to form phosphocreatine, which is used as an energy buffer in skeletal muscles and the brain. A cyclic form of creatine called creatinine exists in equilibrium with its tautomer and with creatine. Creatine was first identified in 1832 when Michel Eugène Chevreul isolated it from the basified water extract of skeletal muscle. Various studies found that creatine can build muscle strength and endurance in young adults undergoing resistance training, provide extra power for cyclists during the final sprint in a time trial, and improve jumping and sprinting performance in soccer players. Also improve power development in swimmers, particularly helpful for butterfly and breaststroke. These improvements are primarily caused by the body's increased capacity to produce ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Normally, ATP becomes depleted after up to 10 seconds of high-intensity activity. Creatine supplements can help to produce more ATP for maintaining optimal performance for longer. The most common and well-researched supplement form is called creatine monohydrate. Many other forms are available, some of which are promoted as superior, though evidence to this effect is lacking. Creatine monohydrate is very cheap and is supported by hundreds of studies. Until new research claims otherwise, it seems to be the best option. Creatine use is allowed by the International Olympic Committee. So that's a brief summary about the creatine. Hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.